Welcome to another episode of What's the Topic? I'm your host, as always, Matt, better known as Jasper Reviews, and with me is my co-host, Luke.
Hello.
It's been a while since we've done one of these, isn't it?
Very long time. Very, very long time.
But I feel like the time is right. There's plenty out there. No, I don't know. I was just going to say there's plenty to talk about, and we're only going to talk about What If Zombies and Shang-Chi.
The important stuff.
The stuff that we watch and we haven't seen anything else, really.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, then again, talk a little bit about news. What did you think about PlayStation announcing Spider-Man 2 game and a Wolverine game?
I'm excited for the Wolverine game.
Yeah, did you ever really play the X-Men Origins Wolverine game?
No, I never played it.
What a game. What a game. Like, the film is awful, then they just made an R-rated game. It's incredible.
Oh, cool. I wonder if it would be like Free Roam, kind of like Spider-Man style.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't release much about it. Not that I didn't look massively into it. Just saw the announcement, but it didn't get a release date, did it? So cool. Something like this, it could take 10 years to make. You never know. Because I know they announced the Marvel Avengers game in like 2012, 2013. Didn't get released till about a year or two ago, did it? So
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, the Spider-Man game 2023, so that could be any year, any part of the year, can't it? Because
I'm not sure how I feel about that game, you know?
Oh, I loved Marvel Spider-Man. I weren't massively keen on Miles Morales.
Well, I thought the first one was brilliant, and then Miles Morales was a bit meh. Like, funny enough, I actually played that yesterday, because I hadn't played it in so long, and I never completed it.
The game.
Yeah, I got a bit bored and just stopped playing it, but I switched it back on and played it for about an hour or so yesterday.
I think the best way to describe the Miles Morales game is like a downloadable content for the Spider-Man
like
game.
DLC, it's like a sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a long side mission, because I completed the game in like 4 or 5 days, but that was only literally maybe playing like an hour and a half a night, if that.
Yeah.
And I got through it and it was done.
Yeah.
I was a little bit disappointed in it. I'd done a load of side missions. My aim was to get to 100% complete, and then I just couldn't be asked anymore. But it's,
what did you get to in the end?
80-odd%, something like that.
Yeah, I think I haven't even really played much of the game, and I think I'm already at like 60% or like 58% or something like that.
Yeah, there's not loads and loads to do, so I kind of gave up with it. I thought the Marvel Spider-Man game was very good. I didn't like the side missions with Mary Jane. That made me bored. Yeah, I'm there to be Spider-Man. I mean, so what do you want to see from a Spider-Man 2 game and a Wolverine game?
I've got like real nostalgia of when I used to play like the PlayStation 2 games, and I love being able to play as like black suited Spider-Man. I think it'd be quite cool if like we can have like a black suit symbiote type Spider-Man suit. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool if they introduce more Marvel characters, because I think in the Spider-Man game you can find where Doctor Strange lives, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Is there Tony Stark Tower or Avengers Tower? Something like that.
Avengers Tower, yeah.
Is knocking about. So it'd be cool if they introduce more characters. It looks like they're going to bring Venom into this one. You're going to fight Venom.
Isn't there a Nelson and Murdoch building in Hell's Kitchen as well?
Oh, is there?
I think possibly. Don't hold me to that, but I think possibly. I know that I've spent like fucking like 30 minutes or so when I played that game like swinging around Hell's Kitchen like trying to find Daredevil clues. I can't remember, to be honest with you, but I think there may be.
To be honest, I just like to see more characters and more of the same. The game worked well, the mechanics were good of it, so why not just keep doing it? For a Wolverine game, I don't know, you could do anything with it, really. You could make it open world, or you could make it like a history game, like you fight through all the world wars and all, yeah,
that
anything going on.
That would be sick.
Yeah. Which I think would be really cool.
I don't want them to introduce any other X-Men. I just want this to be a Wolverine thing. Yeah.
You could do it. Yeah, you could do it as an X-Men thing, or you could just do it as a Wolverine thing and take inspiration from the X-Men Origins Wolverine opening when he was fighting all the wars, and maybe do something like that. Him going, yeah. But then again, it's a bit of a touchy subject. Rewriting history, something like that. But I don't know. We'll see what it is. We'll see what it is. You got the Guardians of the Galaxy game coming out next month.
Is that a proper game?
Yeah. Well, what do you think it is?
Well, I thought it might have just been like some online sort of like couple of hours thing again. Like, is it a proper big game? Like,
yeah, it's a game. It's a full-on game. You get the disc and all.
You get the disc or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, it's, yeah, so, yeah, they're doing the... got that coming out next month, which I will, of course, buy and see what that is. It's not getting loads of marketing at the moment, but, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Something to do, something to play, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't even know if that's something I'm even really that bothered about, to be honest with you. I don't really want to play as any of those characters. They're a bit boring, aren't they?
I guess so. But they're more interesting now, after James Gunn reinvented them, and they're basically just the James Gunn versions.
I'd play as Groot. No, that's a lie. I'd play as Rocket Raccoon. Actually, do you know what? I changed my mind. There's actually some quite cool characters to play as, actually.
So you've gone through half the characters, haven't you?
Yeah, do you know what? They're all cool apart from Quill. He's the only one I just wouldn't play as Quill.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, probably.
Oh, what's the name? Who's his adopted father called again? The blue geezer, what's his name?
The blue geezer, Yondu.
That's the one. How cool would it be to play as Yondu?
Yondu would be fun to play as.
Yeah. Do you know what? This is actually my most anticipated game of the year.
Yeah, now you're sold on it, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like,
yeah.
David Brent, you're sold. looking forward to that. I mean, there's plenty of games out and about. So, talking of Marvel, another episode of What If got released on Wednesday. And I know you didn't enjoy the first episode, and we haven't really spoken about the other ones, and you already told me that you didn't like the most recent one. What's your feelings on the Marvel What If series?
I've actually really enjoyed it. I just thought the first episode was shocking, and I didn't like this one either.
Yeah, I didn't think the first episode was great. I was really surprised in that first episode. The guy, Dominic Cooper, plays Howard Stark. That was really him, because his voice acting was awful. His voice acting was terrible. Yeah, that first episode was very much a starter into the Marvel series.
Because I think it might genuinely have been the most cringiest thing I've ever watched.
Because it was just the first Avenger, wasn't it? But it was like introducing what this is all going to be about. Because then the next episode is fantastic. Is Black Panther is Star-Lord.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I feel like they got better and better, and then this one kind of like meh.
So why didn't you like this one anyway?
I just like, what's the phrase I'm looking for? It just seemed just so much action. This is happening. This and there wasn't really. I didn't really like the plot. I didn't really follow the story. I just thought it was very boring, mate. I just wasn't really my thing. I don't know. Just found it very boring.
It had a lot of zombie movie tropes in it, didn't it? Like, you got to start a train up, and you go down into the dark tunnel, and they come back out, and they're a zombie, and. Yeah, I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was the strongest of ones. I really enjoyed the last three episodes, 2, 3, and 4. I really enjoyed
I thought they were excellent.
Yeah, I think they've all been. Maybe the one where all the Avengers get murdered. That one I thought was.
That's probably my favorite one.
No, I like when Doctor Strange fucks up. The fucking universe. I like that.
That was really cool as well. But my favourite one is Hank Pym, literally, spoiler alert, like fucking killing off all the Avengers. That's so cool.
Isn't it weird how much darker these ones are getting? The first one is, what if Peggy was Captain Britain? And what if Black Panther saved the universe? And then what if all the Marvel, what if all the Avengers got murdered? Then how about what if Doctor Strange fucked up the universe? And now what if... Everyone's just turned into a zombie.
The Doctor Strange episode was really, really cool, right? But, like, you know, obviously it was, like, he kept dying and she kept dying and all the rest of it sort of thing, right? Did you not, after a while, did you not just find it, like, quite funny? Like,
yeah, it did then border on comedy for me, didn't it?
For me, it did that very early doors. Like, after about two or three deaths, I was kind of like, this is quite amusing now.
Like, but, yeah. So let's try and focus on the zombie one then. So, I mean, I quite liked it. I thought the voice acting was good. The guy who played Tom Holland did a very good Tom Holland, I thought.
Yeah, he did.
Tom Holland. Overall, yeah, it was all right. It wasn't the greatest of ones. I mean,
I feel like the massive pull of this episode is just, oh, cool, like, Tony Stark is a zombie. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, that is it. It's not.
Having said that, the zombie Thanos is sick, but
yeah, exactly. It's not bringing in game changing, like, plots and changing characters in any way, like, say, like the Doctor Strange episode did. If you know, what if his love interest died, then how would that affect the character? And I like, my favourite episode is episode 2, where Black Panther is Star-Lord, and, well, if you put a character in a different position, how would that affect things? What effect would they have? And like, in Black Panther's case, he'd just be a really good bloke in the universe. In Doctor Strange's case, he'd lose his fucking mind. So, yeah, it that doesn't have any of these elements. It's just, it's a zombie film. And
I don't
mind that. Not every episode has to be.
It's just strange, though, because this is an episode which, when I saw it advertised, the one which I thought I was going to like gravitate towards the most. And it's turned out, it's not the worst episode, that's a complete lie, because the Peggy Carter one was just an absolute abomination. But but it just didn't do anything for me.
It's just one of those, it's like, what if we add a different genre into the Marvel Universe, and here's just them on that mission. Here's just a normal zombie movie trope film, instead of changing like one aspect of a character, which I guess I kind of want to see that more, is if you go down, like, I'm really looking forward to the Tony Stark episode where Killmonger saves him.
Yeah.
You know, because then that's what if he got saved, and how does that branch off? How does that change things for him?
Do we know what the next episode is yet?
Probably, you could probably find out. I'm not overly sure.
Is the show coming to an end now? Like, is it coming towards
9 episodes, so they got 4 more left?
Oh, of course, there's still a few more left, yeah.
When do you think the Watcher is going to get involved?
What, actually in the MCU or in this show?
In this show, when's he going to interfere? Do you think he's going to interfere? He almost did. The Watcher is very much known for saying he can't interfere, but he always interferes.
He's not going to interfere.
Do you not think?
Oh, well, he has to, kind of, doesn't he?
He almost did in that Doctor Strange one. He even said, I could interfere. And then when Doctor Strange is like, help me, he's like, no, fuck you. And then kind of goes off and allows him to just...
Yeah, true. I don't know.
He's having more and more of a role in the universe now. Like, he's talking more. And as you can see, he can talk to characters when he talked to Doctor Strange. He can... Yeah. He does have the power to get involved.
Cool character. I'd love to see him be used in the MCU. Like, he's
love to see him.
He won't be. Be used. But...
Do you not think so? They've had Watchers before.
In Guardians 2, right?
Guardians 2, yeah.
With Stan Lee.
Yep.
They won't use them.
I don't know. If you've got a good actor playing him, Jeffrey Wright, why not?
It's so Kirby, isn't it? Like, it's just so fucking Kirby, that character... But it's cool. They're not being used in the MCU. I just don't see it happening.
I'd like to see him. Maybe one day. I mean, yeah, but overall, this What If series, I think it's good. Do you think any of these episodes will ever be, ever translate into live action? Or do you think maybe in the next series, there'll be like an episode 2 to some of these stories?
Possibly. No, I don't know. I really don't know. I guess they'll look at the ones which have been the best received. Do you know what, though? Having said that, I was just about to say they're going to look at the ones that have been best perceived and received, but they will probably turn this zombie one into a live action.
Do you think?
They will probably do a zombie live action. Yeah, I can see it happening.
Nah, I think that time came and went when zombies were big, when The Walking Dead was coming out.
But they just get a kick. People gravitate towards it. Like I said, like, it's my worst episode of the show, but it was the one where when it was all advertised, I was like, that'll be cool.
Do you think they'll do, because kind of like DC are doing films, it's like they're all in different universes. Just don't think about it too much. Do you think Marvel will go down that same route? Or do you think, they'll just release a film and be like, oh, in a separate world, this was happening, so don't worry.
I think they're too far gone now. It's too far gone. I'm talking about like a TV show as opposed to actually in the MCU, but I just feel like it's way too far gone now, and it's getting so too confusing as it is with all these different multiverses and different versions of each other and stuff like that. I just can't see them doing it, because people will then start going, oh, how is this linked? How is that linked? And even if Marvel say, oh, no, this has got nothing to do with that, people will still try and make her. Yeah. Do you know what? It's too.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been going, 13 years now, and they've had this same way of telling a story. It's too late to go back on it. At least DC was kind of, they were early on in the day, weren't they? And could just say, oh, fuck it. The same with, like, the Fox X-Men. It wasn't going long enough. It's like, don't even fucking worry about it, dude.
Yeah. Speaking of zombies, I know this is completely off topic and got nothing to do with Marvel, but are you watching the new season of Walking Dead?
No, but I'm going to have to come back to it because I watched the first about 9 seasons and I stopped watching it and I thought, do you know what? I sunk so much of my life into this. I'm going to have to come back to it.
Likewise. I'm the same.
Yeah. This episode, I liked it. Yeah, it did some cool parts in it. I liked the zombie movie trope storytelling they did, and I thought that was a decent episode. I don't think any of the episodes have been really bad. I think the first episode was just...
Oh, the first episode was really bad.
I just thought it was meh. It was like, got me interested.
It was so bad. Like, it was terrible. Like, there is not one positive to say. They literally just showed us Captain America, the First Avenger, but changed Peggy Carter to Steve, made their relationship the most cringiest, unwatchable thing known to man, made the humour so terrible, not a single joke landed. It was an awful, awful episode of television. I'm sorry, it was awful.
Oh, well, at least we know your true faults.
Yeah.
I mean, also, because this Zombies episode ended on a cliffhanger, do you think they're going to revisit this? Or, like you say, do you think it's just kind of a thing of we'll see how people feel?
But we'll see how they respond, and they could do something with it next season if possible. Yeah, they're not going to do anything else this season, no way.
I think the one that they will definitely come back to is the evil Doctor Strange. I think they'll come back to it because people responded so well to it, and they didn't really kill him off, did they? Just kind of made him sit there and wallow in his own misery. Lovely.
Yeah. Lovely jubbly.
And also, talking about that episode, that introduced a new element to Marvel in that you have absolutes, don't you? You have like absolute, because she couldn't live because it was an absolute certainty it had to happen. That's kind of, I thought that was like a bit of a game-changing thing that even like nothing can change that, not even like the time stone. That is just something that just has to happen. So maybe they will introduce elements into the MCU. I'm not really sure. Are these canon? Are they canon?
No, they're not canon. They can't be.
Why can't they be?
Well, they can be, but they can't. It's just too confusing. It's just too much shit going on. Like,
yeah, but they could be canon in a way that, because like they're all different universes, but they did happen within the MCU, just in the different universes. I think it is canon. I think it is canon.
Too much of a...
Yeah, but exactly. It's canon in the way that you don't have to fucking worry about it. The same as The Incredible Hulk is canon, but don't even sweat it. Like, no one fucking cares.
I care.
Yeah, true.
That's a sick movie. And now Abomination's back. Jeez, that's canon.
True. So, that's a good segue. Should we talk about Shang-Chi?
Let's talk about it.
Good, good. So, Shang-Chi is doing fantastically well, which is always positive. Let's get some numbers up here. So Shang-Chi is into its second weekend now. It's grossed $166 million, which is a record for Labor Day in America, domestic. And I think it's sitting on, let's have a look, it's sitting on a 92% of Rotten Tomatoes, which is fantastic. So I'm interested to know, we'll do full spoilers as well, because can't be asked to not do that. So what did you think of Shang-Chi?
I loved it.
You loved it. And Luke, why did you love it?
I just thought it was just so good. That's not really my explanation, but it just, everything about it was just awesome. Like, I it's not fresh in my head. Like, I watched it last Friday, and just everything about it, man, was just, I went in a little bit like before the critics' reviews got released few weeks prior. It was one of those movies where I was a bit like, I'm obviously going to go and watch it, but I'm not too bothered about the movie, or I didn't know much about the character or whatever. And then the critics' reviews got released and I was like, oh shit, like, this is getting really good reception. And then, so I was like, okay, as soon as the reviews got released, I booked opening day tickets, IMAX, Leicester Square, and it did not disappoint. I thought everything about it was awesome. I think from seeing it in IMAX as well, I thought it was excellent. I thought the action sequences were phenomenal. I'd say that fight on the train was probably one of the best action sequences I've seen in a Marvel film.
It's so well choreographed, that.
So sequence, well choreographed, and yeah. It goes on so well paced. I was actually, when I was watching it, I was comparing it quite similarly to the Daredevil hallway fight scene in the first season of Daredevil.
Yeah.
But obviously, this is on a different level. Like, this is just on a different level to that. But yeah, I just thought it was awesome. It was really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed the choreography. The performances of the cast, I thought, Simu Liu or something, who plays Shang-Chi, he's fantastic in it. So yeah, I enjoyed everything. And I really like, it actually built the Marvel Cinematic Universe more, actually explored it more compared to like Black Widow, which is a film I'm really going off as more and more of a think about, because it just kind of does nothing for the MCU. This one actually built up the MCU more, pushed it on, and yeah, I just really enjoyed it. It looked fantastic, and I want to see more of the character.
Absolutely, and we finally got to meet the real Mandarin.
Yes, well, he's not really the Mandarin, no.
Well, he's not, but he is, isn't he?
Because he even says, he's like, they called me the Mandarin, but like, I've gone by many names. But he's never given himself a name, has he?
He's the Mandarin.
Well, we can talk about that. It did address Iron Man 3, this film. I was going to say, and it brought back our favourite character, mine at least, Trevor Slattery. And how did you, I know how much you loathe Trevor Slattery, how did you feel about his return?
So funny how I can go from absolutely hating him in Iron Man 3 and hating that everything they did with that film to absolutely loving him in this movie.
I thought it was fantastic in this. I thought Ben Kingsley was so good. Yeah. I thought what they did with the character was really good.
It was perfect.
Essentially, they just, you know, he's cleaned himself up and said it was the best thing for him, and he's just kind of, he kind of got closure in his life, and he's just enjoying his life now, which I thought was really nice for that character. And I mean, you didn't really need to bring him back, but it kind of rights some of the wrongs that are in the MCU.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you find his constant jokes annoying?
No, I think they did it just right.
It was bordering, and what I appreciate, he's only really in it for 5 minutes, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he was, when they meet him in the prison and they go to the hidden village, he's telling a lot of jokes, and I thought, this is going to get annoying soon.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, but then when they got to the village, that was pretty much him done, wasn't it?
And then in like the final battle, like he's not in it at all. And then they do one joke where he's on the floor and like, that's it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, which I think was really well done. I was like, good. They know when to pause. And that was something I thought of Shang-Chi's friend, Katie. I was a bit worried about all her jokes, but as the course of the film goes on, she kind of gets less and less, and she gets more serious. And as people do. And how did you find the humour in this film? Because I think that's always like a contentious thing in MCU films. Because
because I feel like in a lot of MCU movies, I really feel like they always push it too far. And like in a moment where a serious tone is needed, I always feel like they always break up with some stupid jokes. But for whatever reason, I feel like it really worked in this film. It really, really worked. Yeah,
I thought it was a really funny film, actually. I thought it was actually one of the funnier MCU films, which I didn't expect going in. But yeah, it was, and I feel a lot of that comes from them holding back, you know, which a lot of the MCU films don't, is quip after quip, especially like Iron Man films. It's just constant quipping, and this knew when to pull back and when to pause it. And I think it shows in when they had Trevor Slattery, they didn't just use him for the entire film. They stopped him. They said, right, that's basically enough, because it's getting boring now.
I always remember in Black Widow, I remember when during Black Widow, when Florence Pugh is talking to, obviously, to Scarlett Johansson, and she's saying, it's like a really serious scene, and she's saying about how, you know, the Red Room and whatever, blah, 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 when they're younger, they basically like remove their ovaries so they can't have any kids. And it's like a really dark, scene. And then like, they literally make a joke out of it within like 10 seconds. And you just think, like, there needs to, like, it doesn't work. Like, we need to have a little bit of, like, you know, but I feel like this did it perfectly. They did it perfectly.
Yeah, I definitely think it did. Also, I did someone who I thought was fantastic in it was the villain, Wen Wu, played by Tony Leung.
So sick. Such a sick character.
I thought he was fantastic, and I thought he was really good in the role, and hopefully gets him more to Western cinema, if that's what he wants to do. I looked at his filmography. He's basically just always been a Chinese film actor, but I thought he was really good. He was really menacing, but could also be kind of cool at the same time, and very convincing that maybe he has your best interests at heart. And yeah, I really like that. I like that character. And like I said, I like they expanded the MCU of him. Yeah. You know, he's been about for thousands of years. Well, about 1,000 years he's been knocking about. Yeah, it just expands the MCU, which I always appreciate films like that. Like films like Black Widow, I don't like as much because it's just kind of, we've been here before. Like, what are you doing new? You're just introducing more Black Widows, but we always kind of knew they were knocking
about. Black Widow did was introduce Florence Pugh. That was the sole purpose of Black Widow. Introduce Florence Pugh, and now she's just in the MCU,
Just give us a new Black Widow.
Yeah, literally.
So, yeah, I mean, this film is really fantastic. And something I did really like as well is... The lead male and the lead female don't end up together in the end. And that I really appreciate. They are just friends.
Yeah.
Like, when the film first started, I thought, well, they'll end up together. And they didn't in the end. And I appreciate that because that's not how life goes sometimes. If they want to get together over a couple of films and let it grow organically, then yeah, fine, do that. But yeah, I'm just happy at the end of this one, they just didn't get together.
And you were just expecting it, weren't you? You just thought the last shot was going to be them running over, they hug and then they look at each other and it ends up with them kissing, and we would have just been like, so cringy and unnecessary, didn't need that. But yeah, it worked really well. Yeah, man.
Exactly. People are just friends sometimes.
They can be. Okay. They can be, yes. Exactly. Just one more thing on... I can't help but just continuously refer to him as the Mandarin. But one more thing on the Mandarin. I loved his character arc. I love how we go from one moment despising him, just not liking him, to then understanding, you know, why he's doing this. You know, and it's obviously his love for his wife as to why he's going to these lengths. Do you know what I mean? The whole thing was so. But I just thought it was. I love it when you can sympathize and you understand where the villain's coming from. All best villains in cinema history are from that, And you can understand exactly where he's coming from.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that's a problem with a lot of villains in the MCU. They are just bad guys. Like, AKA there's Malekith. No real reason they're bad guys. They are just bad guys. And you understood where he was coming from. I mean, it's not groundbreaking, his backstory or what his character is, but at least it makes sense and he plays it well. I mean, that's mostly what helps the character. He's excellent as the character. It makes sense. I always think like the first Iron Man, although that's a fantastic film, the villain
It
doesn't really make sense. Why is he a villain? He's just a bad guy, and he had no reason to be a bad guy. He was just a bad guy. Talking of Iron Man though, where does Shang-Chi rate for you in solo Marvel films? I think it's one of the better ones. Very high up there in solo
films. As in like an introduction.
We can rank it by introduction. Yeah,
I'm just looking at my DVDs.
You got Iron Man. You got Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Guardians, Ant Man, Captain Marvel. That's about it, isn't it? I think
Spider-Man.
That's a good one.
This is going to be quite controversial.
I'd rank it...
I'd put it second to Guardians.
Seconds to Guardians. Really, that high?
And then Iron Man is three.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I'd say it's definitely around sort of top three, top four. It's definitely up there.
I think this film gets into my top 10 MCU movies, hands down.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
I definitely think it does... get up there. I think it's really good, and I would have... I don't want to keep bad mouthing Black Widow, but I would rather this came first. Seeing Black Widow.
Black Widow wasn't necessary.
Yeah, it wasn't necessary. It would have worked in the year 2020 if COVID didn't happen, because at least quickly I get Shang-Chi. But Black Widow should have come out
straight after Civil War.
Yes, definitely. It would have been a good film to come out Civil War.
Yeah.
I would have been like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And yeah, it just... Yeah, but Shang-Chi, I'm happy now with finally... So since Endgame, we haven't really had a film that's kind of pushed the story on. We've had the Spider-Man film, but it didn't really do much. But now we're finally... It feels like we're taking steps past Endgame. Now we've had WandaVision, we've had Falcon, the Winter Soldier, now we've got this, now we're finally...
We're getting there.
We're now getting there. It feels like it's been a long old slog, but here we go. Now we're going to see where the new stories are going. And talking of new stories, what did you think of the post-credits scene?
Very interesting.
Mid-credits even.
Mid-credits, yeah. Very cool. Very cool to see Bruce and obviously Captain Marvel, blah blah blah. But where is that beacon going to? Who is getting that signal? Like,
well, historically the Ten Rings were 10 rings that go around his fingers. Each one gives him a separate power.
Yep.
I think the MCU changed it because obviously they've just had the Infinity Gauntlet,
can't
and it's,
do that.
It's basically the same thing. So it was just like big bracelets that just make you strong.
Works
but,
really well.
Historically, it's alien technology. It's from aliens. So maybe they're coming back and they want to fight, basically.
Galactus.
A big Chitauri army.
Galactus, mate.
Maybe.
Nah, it's
maybe
not
they're setting up
it's
a
not Galactus.
Galactus.
It can't be Galactus.
Question I had from mid-credits, though. Why was Bruce Banner and not the Hulk?
It's a very good question, and I hope that gets addressed. I really hope that gets addressed, because if it doesn't get addressed and it gets pushed under the carpet, it's going to really piss me off. So I better get addressed.
Surely they will address it, because that was a whole big thing in Endgame, that he was just the Hulk now. That was his whole thing. I mean, his arm's still all fucked up.
Yeah.
And the Russo said that he's injured to his arm. That is it. He will never have that arm. That arm is fucked. But I can't imagine they'll keep that. If they're going to keep him in the MCU, they're not going to have him walking around with a fucked up arm. I mean, they made Rhodey fucking disabled and they allowed him to walk again, so they cured that. So they can't cure up. He burnt his arm to oblivion.
I still think killing off Rhodey would have been such a good way to like really like up the stakes in Civil War. But anyway, whether that's another
story.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I liked the mid credits. And it had one of my favorite MCU characters, Wong. I fucking love Wong.
Yeah,
what a hero.
Wong is sick. Wong is sick. And that's another thing as well. What's going on between Wong and Abomination?
Yes. Yeah, they went off together. Yeah. What's all that about? Why is Abomination not locked up anymore?
Yeah. There's so many questions.
He's going to be in the She-Hulk series.
Abomination is.
Yep.
And Mark Ruffalo is also going to be in the She-Hulk series, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they can't. I don't think they'll be able to explain why he's not the Hulk in She-Hulk, because firstly, She-Hulk is She-Hulk. I don't really want to go in on Bruce Banner. I want to focus on her. So
yeah.
But then again, I don't know when else we're going to get introduced to Ruffalo again. He's not really lined up to be in anything else coming up, is it?
No, and he can't do in a Universal Pictures won't allow solo films, but. So yeah, it must get addressed. It surely will, because that was a whole big thing about his character, that the Hulk and him weren't happy together. Now they've combined together. So, you know, why is he not him anymore?
Yeah.
It's an odd thing. It'll surely get addressed. MCU, they're not like that. They wouldn't just do it for no reason. But yeah, it's interesting. Tim Roth was the Abomination in that. He did provide vocals, so...
It's cool.
He's back. He's back, cool. Baby.
It's wicked. That whole scene... Like, I don't think I've watched such a well-paced movie in so long. Whoops, sorry. I don't think I've watched such a well-paced movie in so long.
Very much quickly gets into it, doesn't it? Which I really... It gave us the backstory 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
With 10 rings and he beat shit out of people. Then it's... Quickly show me Shang-Chi, what he's up to. Okay. And then the bus sequence, I was amazed where it was positioned in the film. It's in about the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, literally. First 15 minutes. Like, so much shit happens in the first 30 minutes of this movie. Like, one moment you're, you know, you're getting the backstory, then you're in San Francisco, next moment they're in China in an underground fighting ring. I mean, like, the whole thing is sick. It's such a good film. Like,
it is fantastic. Yeah, it's really well done. I do hope they do more of his films, because I like martial arts films. Everyone likes a good martial arts film. The choreography was amazing. All the fight scenes look fantastic.
Yeah.
And, yeah, maybe they'll introduce the Iron Fist. Will he come back?
I fucking hope not. one more thing, actually. One more thing I want to speak to you about as well, which we didn't speak about. You know when... I can't remember the exact name of it or whatever, but you know when they're obviously... At the end, when they go to the where his mum came from and blah, 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 blah. And then you've got you've got the wall, and obviously you've got the creatures that are breaking through from the dark dimension and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You telling me that you didn't think that dark thing was Mephisto? Because I genuinely thought that Mephisto was coming at that point. I was actually pretty convinced. I was like, Mephisto is coming, but never happened.
That would have been funny if they did finally bring in Mephisto. I mean, yeah, so but they've introduced this now kind of... They were like, they're in a different dimension. Well, yeah. The village is not part of Earth. It's a different...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was confused just when they said it. I wasn't overly sure what the hell
we had this conversation during Loki. I was like, get ready to be confused, because there's going to be more of that shit coming up. I can tell you that for a fact.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I mean, I want to see more of this. I want to see where they go with it. You know what I liked? They finally introduced a dragon. Because in Iron Fist, they're always hinting at he had to fight a dragon to get the Iron Fist, but they never actually showed the fucking dragon, and now we got to see a dragon.
Yeah. And it wasn't stupid either. It was really cool.
It was very cool, yeah. Definitely. And that's something I appreciate. The effects in this film look fantastic. It's a really good-looking film.
I think there were a few times where the CG was a bit wonky, but...
Yeah, there was some background stuff.
It's minimal.
Overall, I thought it looked much better than the usual drab colour palette the MCU uses. And I think that's using, you know, Asian culture and, you know, this very colourful culture. And they really lent into that.
You know what this has done for me as well, massively as well? It's made me want to really get into Asian cinema. It's made me want to really watch some classics, because I've never really watched... I've watched a few Korean films, but I've never watched like old school samurai and like things like that. You know, like I've never really watched anything like that.
Oh, there's some fantastic Asian cinema. You got to.
Yeah.
You got anything else to add about Shang-Chi?
When are the Ten Rings? When are we going to see the Ten Rings again?
Well, yeah, they'll come back, won't they? Now his sister is running things. I mean, that wasn't much of a big reveal to
me. No, of course. But do you think they are going to be good guys? Anti-heroes?
No, they're not going to be good guys, no. Anti-hero-esque?
Yeah, maybe? I don't think they're going to be villains. I think they're just going to like be like Punisher-esque. Like, they go after the bad guy, but they go under the bad guy with anything necessary. Like, they'll kill to get the job done sort of thing, like...
I think they're just anti-heroes. Maybe they'll be introduced, or maybe it'll just be something they have in their back pocket for a few years, and when they can think of a story, use it.
And then eventually when Secret Wars happens, they'll just fucking come out of nowhere and just be one of the people. Like, it's bound to happen, isn't it?
Probably. I mean, that's kind of everything I have to say about Shang-Chi. I don't know if you want to...
I've got
nothing. Should we wrap it up there?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's wrap it up.
I think that's the episode. Thank you for listening. You can follow us at What's Topic on Twitter, me at @Jasper_Reviews, and Luke at @Elfiarca. And you can... thank you for listening, I would say.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Square, I'm assuming.